Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting second. The third baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Schult. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Guy Bush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Guy Bush. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Cobe Jones. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Grantham. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Bartel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Kremer. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ray Kremer. And now, play ball. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is called out on strikes. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a pop-up towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a line drive into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Cobe Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a pop-up towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Trainer reaches second base with a double. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler. Grantham reaches second base with a double. Trainer scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy takes first base on ball four. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel bunts towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to third for the out. Shealy moves to second. one out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sheely moves to third. Bartel moves to second. Ray Creamer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Creamer takes first base on ball four. Sheely scores. Bartel moves to third. Hemsley moves to second. It's 2-0, Pirates. Cobe Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hemsley. The throw from Schult and they have the runner in a rundown. English applies the tag, and Hemsley is out. Bartel scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Pirates. Cobe Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Creamer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schult moves to second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. English hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schult scores. Bush moves to second. It's 3-1, Pirates. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-1 in the game. Beck takes first base on ball 4. Bush moves to third. English moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Bush scores. English moves to third. Beck moves to second. It's 3-2, Pirates. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hornsby hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Wehner who is chasing the ball. Hornsby reaches third base with a triple. English scores. Beck scores. Kyler goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Cubs. Abram now pitching. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground for an out. Wilson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to third. Stevenson moves to second. Johnny Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schult strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. English misplays the ball. That's an error on English. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush throws to second for one, and English throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Trainer moves to second. Two outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grantham takes first base on ball 4. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bush strikes out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. English takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beck for the out. English moves to second. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Abraham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abraham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hornsby moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hornsby tags and moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hornsby scores. Stevenson moves to second. It's 6-3, Cubs. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Cobe Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. English hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Beck hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wehner. Beck reaches second base with a double. English moves to third. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Hornsby is walked intentionally. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. English scores. Beck moves to third. Hornsby moves to second. It's 7-3, Cubs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beck scores. Hornsby scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 9-3, Cubs. Jesse Petty now pitching. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bartel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Trainer hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Schultz strikes out. One out. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hemsley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. English hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Beck hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on English. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fred Brickell pinch hits for Jesse Petty. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell strikes out. Two outs. Cobe Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry French now pitching. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kyler is called out on strikes. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer juggles the ball. That's an error on Trainer. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler. Wehner reaches second base with a double. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wehner takes first base on ball 4. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Trainer hits a pop-up towards third. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grantham hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-6, Cubs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Beck, and towards English, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bartel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Pirates 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimm for the out. One out. Johnny Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Schultz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bartel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Linton pinch hits for Larry French. Bob Linton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Linton takes first base on ball 4. Sparky Adams pinch runs for Bob Linton. Mike Van Groh now pitching. Adam Komorowski pinch hits for Cobe Jones. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Schultz for a passed ball. Adams moves to second. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Wehner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby catches it and throws to first to double up Komorowski. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 6. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.